What's up, my friend? Welcome to the Finding Direction podcast. My name is Stu Massengill, and I'm here every single week to bring you a passionate guest or message dedicated to helping you find your purpose so that you can live a life full of passion, fulfillment, and happiness. From the bottom of my heart, thank you for hanging out with me, and let's dive in. What's up, my friend? Welcome back to the Finding Direction podcast. And as always, I hope you are having a beautiful day, regardless of what you're doing, regardless of what's going on in your life. I hope you are smiling in your face or smiling in your heart. And if you're not, we're going to talk today about how do you begin to change your mood instantly. And this is something that has been a tool I've used in my life so many times, and I'm so excited to share this with you today in our conversation. But before we dive into the guts, the juiciness, all the goodness, if you have not yet, make sure you hit that subscribe button. All right, subscribe so you can hang out with us every single week on this show. You can feel the energy, the passion, the insight, the conversations that are going to help you build a better life every single week. So hit that subscribe button if you haven't already, and let's dive into how do you start to change your mood anytime that you desire? And the reason that we really want to talk about this is in life, I think we all go through moments of our life where we don't feel the way that we want to feel, right? In my life, this happens probably not super regularly, but a decent amount of the time, I have things that happen in my life and I don't feel the way that I want, right? Maybe I'm down on myself. Maybe I'm not feeling super good. Maybe I just don't feel like I have the energy that I really want to have, or sometimes it's not having the energy that I need to have in order to do certain things in my life, right? In life, you need energy. And if you start to pursue a goal, whether it's your health, whether it's a relationship, whether it's a business or a career, if you do it in a place with a low energy or not a super good mood, it's not going to produce the results that you want in your life, right? Someone once told me, high energy people produce high energy incomes. And I think it's the same thing for everything in life. It's high energy people produce high quality relationships. High energy people or high mood people produce high quality physicalities, right? High energy people or high mood people produce high career qualities, right? You get the point here, but it's the better you are at controlling your mood. And I mean this in a way that's not like, oh, let's put a mask on a blanket, but like, let's actually figure out how you can change your mood so that if you're not feeling super good, you can figure out how you can change that. Or if you're going into an interview or you're going into a meeting where you're doing something for your business and you're not in the energy place that you need to be, or you're not in the mood that you need to be in order to crush the interview or crush the business meeting, how do you begin to change that so you can show up at a higher level, right? Again, high energy things equal high energy results. High mood equals high results in life. So there's two things that we want to dive into today on how you can change your mood instantly. And the first one is all around your focus, right? Someone, it was Tony Robbins who said it, is that you don't experience life, you experience the life that you focus on. So whatever we focus on, it determines the way that you feel in your life. So let's look at an example. If you are, let's say, going into a meeting that you need to crush, whether it's for your career or whether it's for your business, and you're going into this meeting and you're not in a good mood, what I want you to begin to investigate and ask yourself right now, and you can even put yourself in a scenario, ask yourself, when was the last time you went into a meeting of some sort, or you went into a scenario of some sort, and you weren't in a mood that was really going to help you produce the results that you really wanted? All right, put yourself in a time in life when that happened. And what I want you to begin to do now as sort of some detective work is you want to begin to ask yourself, what were you focusing on in that moment? What were you focusing on in that moment? Let's say, for example, that you're going into an interview for a new job that you want. But what you're focusing on before you go into the interview is, well, I don't know if I can really do this, right? Maybe you're focused on that you feel like an imposter. Maybe you're focused on that you're not 100% certain that you could do it, and there's a 5% of doubt, and you're focusing on the 5% of doubt, right? What is it that you're focusing on? And what you'll notice is the thing that you're focusing on is a direct correlation to the feelings that you're having. Let's look at this part where if you have 95% certainty that you can get this job, you can do the task, and if you can't do it now, you can find a way, you can get resourceful, you can ask for help, you can find a way. And if you have 95% certainty that you can get it done, but you have 5% uncertainty and you focus on the 5%, when you go into that interview, you're not going to produce the results and get the interview. You're not going to get the job because you're focused on in that interview, well, maybe I can't do it with 100% certainty. But what if instead you went into that interview and you said, you know what, I'm 95%, or even if you're not 95%, let's say you are 51% certain that you could get the thing done, right? Maybe it's for a job interview. Maybe it's for something else, right? Maybe it, whatever it is, maybe it's you're 51% certain that if you go have a conversation with that guy or that girl you've been wanting to talk to, you got 51% certainty that they would go on a date with you, right? Whatever. But if you focus on the 51% of I could do this, I could find a way, I could make this happen, it's going to begin to start to change your mood as you go into that interview, as you approach that guy or girl, and it's because you've changed your focus. So the first way that you change your mood instantly, anytime you're feeling like you're not in a mood or a state that you are enjoying, what you want to begin to do is two things. One, ask yourself, what am I currently focusing on? What am I currently focusing on? And then the second thing you want to start to ask yourself is, what could I focus on instead? What else could I focus on that would increase my mood? And there is always, and I say always in a bold way, there's always something that you can find that will allow you to focus on something to put you in a better mood. There's always something you could focus on, right? I've been through tremendous negative things in my life. And I could have focused on, oh, this happened to me. I'm not, like, this isn't fair. But I chose not to, because if you focus on the things that don't put you in a good mood, it's going to be harder to get the results that you want, right? Focus on the things that you want. Focus on, another way to look at it is, the things that you can control, right? Don't say, oh, I can't change this thing. I can't make an impact on this thing. If you do that, of course, you're not going to be in a good mood because you cannot change the thing. But if you focus on instead, okay, I could change this thing. I could become better in this area, right? I could X, Y, Z, whatever the thing is. If you focus on that, then your mood is going to begin to change. All right. So that's the first part of changing your mood instantly. Taking a deeper look at what are you focusing on? Yes, there's going to be moments in your life where you're not in the mood you want. So you have to be able to shift your focus to shift your mood, which ultimately shifts the results and the quality of your life. All right, that's the first one. The second one is what we call using your body in a correct manner. Another fancy technical word for this is just physiology, right? Physiology is the way that you use your body. So if you want to change your mood, another way you can do this is engage your body physically, right? You may have heard me say this on the podcast before, and it's so true, but it's that motion equals emotion. Right? If you're not moving a lot, if you're not exercising a lot, if you're not getting up and doing things with your body physically, your mood is inherently going to be lower, right? If you hear so many people talk about mental health, I have a friend, he has a mental health podcast, Zach Westerbeck, go check it out. It's a great podcast called You're Not Alone. And one of the big things Zach talks about all the time is he goes in his daily life, he goes, I need to make sure I get to the gym, even if I don't want to, because I know that it increases my mental health. It makes my mental health better. Why is that? Because motion equals emotion. So if you want to increase your mood, there's several ways that you can do it. One is go for a walk, right? If you're not in a great mood, there was something I heard several years ago, and it was one of the best ways to like increase your mood. Like if you're feeling depressed, you're not feeling super good, is go for an hour long walk. And they've done studies that if you go for a walk for an hour, it massively increases your mood. Just by, it's one of the most therapeutic things you can do is just going on a walk for an hour, and it will start to change your mood significantly, right? Another way that you could change your mood is say, you know what, for the next week, I'm getting back on the horse. I'm going to the gym 2 days a week. I'm going to the gym 2 days this week, whether I feel like it or not, because I want to be in a better mood more consistently. And if you just start going to the gym, or you say, I don't like the gym, but I love pickleball. You go play pickleball. You don't love pickleball, you like tennis. You don't like tennis, you like golf. You don't like golf, you like yoga, right? You get what I'm saying? Find the style which makes you enjoy using your body physically, and then go do that, right? There's something out there, it's called ClassPass, right? And it allows you to get access to all these different classes. So you can do spin if you want to do that. You could do hot yoga. You could do, boxing. There's all these different things you can do to engage your body physically, which will in turn increase your mood, right? And then the other way that I want to share with you when it comes to physiology is this one is more sort of like a quick fix, right? Like if you are, you need to do something and you need to just get in a great mood. Like as an example, I myself do every single week loads of training and speaking with different companies and organizations. Now, if you asked me, Stu, do you ever go into a training or, 15, 20 minutes before training, are you ever in not the best mood? And the truth is absolutely. I have those times where I got to go in front of a room and perform, right? Whether it's speaking or training. And there's times where I am not in the mood to go do that thing, right? To go engage and facilitate and orchestrate a whole room full of people. So what I have to be able to do is I have to be able to change my mood. I have to be able to change my state so that when I get in front of the room, when I show up to do the thing I need to do, again, it's for whatever it is in your life, I need something that's like a quick fix that can change my mood and get me ready to show up and perform at a high level in my life. And what this quick fix is putting on your favorite song and literally just jamming out to your favorite song. And not even your favorite song, I would encourage you get a playlist, right? Get a playlist, a great one that you can pull up, one that I use all the time. Let me see what it is. I have a couple, but one of them is Date with Destiny / Tony Robbins. And it's a playlist that I put on. Another one is High Energy Workout Mix. These are just a few of the playlists. I'm just looking at my phone that allow me to get in a good state, right? That allow me to get in a better mood. And what I'll do is for like 15 minutes, I'll put on a song and I will just start jamming out, right? In my office, whether it's in my car, I'm driving somewhere, I'll give myself some time to just like hear the music, feel the music, flow with the music, move my body, get motion in there so I get more emotion. And what it allows me to do after 10, 15 minutes of jamming out, listening to something, is all of a sudden I go, holy crap, I'm in a freaking great mood. So what you can do if you want to start changing your mood instantly is create a playlist or go find a playlist. There's plenty all over the internet where you can put some music on that really just puts you in a good place, right? It's some maybe that's pump up. It's some that maybe gets you more in touch with yourself. It's some that maybe reminds you of a past time in your life when you listen to this one song. And every time you hear it, it just brings back a beautiful feeling in your heart and in your body, right? But that's the other way you can use your physiology to change your mood instantly. So as we wrap up or start to wrap up for today's episode, again, if you want to start to change your mood more instantly, two simple ways you can do it. And if you apply these over and over and over, the more you do it, the better you will get at it. Just like anything you do in life, you have to start building muscle of changing your mood. The first time you try to change your mood, you may not be super good at it. And that is perfectly normal, right? The first time you change your mood, you may go, I'm sucking at this and I still am not in a good mood. And that is perfectly fine. You are learning a new skill. And anytime you learn something new in your life, at first, you are not as good at it. Right? Sometimes society says, hey, the first time you do something, you have to be perfect. You have to be incredible. You have to be, doing something where you're going to win a freaking Oscar. But the reality is the first time you do anything, whether it's just working on changing your mood faster, the first time you do it, you're not going to be as good. So give yourself some grace as you go through this process. And next time you need to change your mood, apply focus. Ask yourself, what are you focusing on? What could you focus on instead to get in a better mood? Or start engaging your physiology. Go for a walk, put on some music, go get a quick workout at the gym, right? And start practicing these things. And again, the more you practice changing your mood, soon enough, you're going to get in a place where you can literally change your mood in an instant, anytime that you desire. And when you learn this skill, it is one of the most powerful things you can have in your life, right? Being able to be in control and determine why you feel the way that you feel, it is such a powerful tool that'll serve you in your health, in your relationships, in your careers, in your finances, and in so many areas of your life, this tool will serve you. So the next time you're in a mood that you do not feel or you do not want to be in, right? You don't feel like being in that mood, start to apply some of these things. All right, my friend, that is what we have for you today. I, as always, want to say thank you for joining me on the podcast. And what I would also ask you to do is two things, and feel free to do these. Feel free to not do them if you also don't want to, whatever is up to you, whatever feels in your heart. But if you enjoyed this episode, I would be super, super honored if you would just, you know, take a screenshot and tag us on social media and let us know what was a nugget you got from this, what's something you took away, maybe what's something you could apply. Or if you don't want to share your takeaways, just take a screenshot and post it on your social so other people can see this and also benefit from this. And the second one would be, if you're going, I don't want to post it on social, that's not my thing or whatever. My second thing to kind of ask you would just be, if you know a friend that could use the skill of changing their mood faster, whether it's a friend, whether it's a colleague, whether it's you know, someone in your family, I would just encourage you to send them this episode, because I promise you, changing your mood and being able to do that instantly is a tool that will serve them in a massively incredible capacity in their life. So send this to someone you care about. Other than that, you already know I'm going to say it, but hit that subscribe button if you have not yet. And other than that, my friend, that's what we got for you today. I appreciate you. I respect you. And I hope you have a beautiful rest of your day. If you do not want to go anywhere, don't feel like you need to. I have another episode coming up right after this that you are more than welcome to stick around to. All right, my friend, have a beautiful rest of your day, and I will talk to you soon. Take care.